Undeterred by United States and French hostage rescues that killed five bandits, Somali pirates brazenly hijacked three more ships in the Gulf of Aden today, the waterway at the center of the world's fight against piracy. The latest trophy for the pirates was the MV Irene, a Greek-managed bulk carrier sailing from the Middle East to South Asia. The Irene carries 23 Filipino crew. Somali pirates also seized two Egyptian fishing boats that carried 24 Egyptians. Pirate attacks this year have risen to 77, with 18 of those ships hijacked and 16 vessels with 285 crew still in pirates' hands. Director of Communications for the UK branch of the Apostleship of the Sea, Sheila Bailey, says that piracy is just one of the many risks thousands of seamen face trying to do their job.
Well, I think there's always been a problem with piracy. It's just become incredibly bad at the moment in that one particular area in the world. I mean, a few years ago, it was in a different region, but right now it's becoming more prevalent. It's much more widely reported, which makes a difference. And, of course, it's absolutely savage because they show very little mercy to the people whose ships they board. I think all shipping companies or shipping lines are well aware of it, and for seafarers, it's one of the many, many dangers that they face in their daily working lives. It's not just large ships that are at risk as well. You know, it's people who are yachting. I'm sure you know a couple of weeks ago there was a yacht master killed in front of his wife. They were just sailing two-handed. So one hopes that they will eventually be brought to justice.